In like manner, the Greenland whalers, sailing out of Hull or London, put in at the Shetland Islands to receive the full complement of their crew. Upon the passage homeward, they drop them there again. How it is, there is no telling, but islanders seem to make the best whalemen. They were nearly all islanders in the Pequod. Isolatos, too, I call such, not acknowledging the common continent of men, but each isolato living on a separate continent of his own. Yet now, federated along one keel, what a set these isolatos were! An Anacharsis Clute's deputation from all the isles of the sea, and all the ends of the earth, accompanying old Ahab in the Pequod, to lay the world's grievances before that bar from which not very many of them ever come back. Black little Pip, he never did. Oh no, he went before. Poor Alabama boy. On the grim Pequod's forecastle you shall ere long see him, beating his tambourine, prelusive of the eternal time, when sent for, to the great quarter-deck on high, he was bid strike in with angels and beat his tambourine in glory. Called a coward here, hailed a hero there. End of chapters 26 and 27.